Gather round, we're chatting about books. These recommendations for elementary readers are produced by ReadWriteThink.org, a partnership between the International Reading Association and the National Council of Teachers of English.
Welcome to episode 59 of Chatting About Books. I'm your host, Emily Manning, and in this episode, Are You at the End of Your Series?, I'll chat about some children's book series worth trying. I'll also share my interview with Courtney Scheinmel, the author of the Charming Stella Bat series. In my opinion, series are the mac and cheese for book lovers. They are so comforting. There's nothing better than returning to a set of characters or a setting that is familiar. You can just sink right down into it. But the problem is when you come to the end of a series, it's a little sad leaving those characters behind, and then you have to figure out what are you going to read next. So for those of you who have ever experienced series withdrawal, it really is a real thing, or have kids coming to the end of a series, here are some series that are worth trying. If your kids like the Magic Treehouse series by Mary Pope Osborne or the Time Warp Trio series by John Sheska, then they might like the Dragon Slayers Academy series by Kate McMullen. Now, I am a big fan of Kate McMullen's picture books. Her I Stink, I'm Dirty, I'm Mighty, they were favorites in our house when my son was younger. We read those aloud lots of times. So I knew when I saw the series that if she wrote it, it probably was going to be good, and she did not disappoint. It is a fun series, and there are 20 books in the series, plenty of books to get you through many, many days. The main character of this series is Wiglaf, and he is the runt of his family, but he's very determined. And he's especially determined when a fortune teller foretells that he will become a hero. So he promptly, after hearing this, signs up to go to Dragon Slayers Academy. Only this school is filled with have-nots and has-beens, and no one has really ever slayed a dragon before. So it is up to Wiglaf to rally the troops and this ragtag group of DSA students to go out and fight dragons. So in each book in the series, he really has to champion his way through all sorts of problems, going through the medieval forest, fighting dragons, finding their weak spots, and it's a tale of brain over brawn, kindness over brute force. Kids will love the students, and I think girls and boys will love it. There are some strong girl characters and boy characters in this group of students, and they'll like how Wiglaf and his group of friends always manage to outthink the dragons and the adults in his life. Now, if your kids like the Henry and Mudge series by Cynthia Ryland, then they might like the Cowgirl Kate and Coco series written by Erica Silverman and illustrated by Betsy Lewin. This series is a very similar reading level as Henry and Mudge, and to me, Henry and Mudge is kind of a staple in first and second grade classes. Most kids will be exposed to Henry and Mudge or have read a Henry and Mudge book, so if they like them, this is a good reading fit for them too. So Cowgirl Kate, like her name implies, is a cowgirl who lives on a ranch. Now, the thing that's a little different about Cowgirl Kate is she has a stubborn and talkative horse named Coco, and the two of them wrangle up plenty of adventures throughout the series. Each book in the series has several connected short stories that will make kids feel like they're reading a chapter book, and this is very important at that age. Kids want to be reading chapter books. I like that Cowgirl Kate is not afraid to get dirty. She's a problem solver, she's independent, and she loves animals. She's a great role model for young girls. Now, if you have kids who are into graphic novel series like Ricky Ricotta's Mighty Robot by Dave Pilkey or the Lunch Lady series by Jarrett Krzyzewska, then you might want to try out the Squish series by Jennifer and Matt Holm. Jennifer and Matt are not new to the graphic novel series genre. They also co-wrote the Baby Mouse series, and I devoted a whole episode to Baby Mouse and Chatting About Books. It's episode 23, and you can also hear Matt and Jennifer Holmes' interview. Now, the Squish series is about an amoeba named Squish, and it's about the ups and downs of his amoeba life, which you might be surprised is very similar to ours. He faces bullies, peer pressure, clueless parents, and loony but lovable friends, and he does it all with the inspiration of his favorite comic book hero, Super Amoeba. This was the first book all summer that I did not have to coax my son to read. Not only did he want to read it, but he sat down and read it all by himself, cover to cover, without complaining. Now, to me as a parent, if that isn't a great series, I don't know what is. All right, for our last series, if you have kids that enjoy the Junie B. Jones series by Barbara Park or the Clementine series by Sarah Pennypacker, then you might like our featured series, which is Stella Batts by Courtney Scheinmel. So far, there are 5 books in the Stella Batts series. Stella Batts is a third grader. She wants to be a writer when she grows up, but she's not waiting until she's a grown-up to start writing. In fact, she's starting to write right now with this series, because this series is also her autobiography. Throughout the series, you meet Stella's family, who owns Batts Confections, a yummy candy store, and her friends, who all stick by her as she navigates the drama of third grade life. And believe me, there is plenty of drama in third grade. To hear more about this series, listen into my interview with the author of Stella Batts, Courtney Scheinmel. Today, I am chatting with Courtney Scheinmel, who is the author of a very fun Stella Batts series. Welcome to Chatting About Books.
Thank you so much for having me.
How did Stella Batts come to be? What was your inspiration?
Well, I had written several different books for older readers, for kids still, but for tweens and teens. And I have a niece who's now 17, but when she was a younger teen, she would read for me. And one day, my younger niece, who was 6 at the time, complained that she didn't have any books that she could read, that everything was for Nikki. So I told Sarah that I would write something for her, and that was the beginning of Stella Batts.
So does she love Stella Batts?
She does. Well, the first book is dedicated to her and her sister, so I think that is her favorite part of the entire thing. And the thing that I thought Sarah would really get a kick out of was all of Stella's friends in the book are named for Sarah's friends. And she came up to me once and said, you know, think that all these kids' names should be in the book because you're not their aunt. So she's the one I'm getting the dedication.
That's but she has very specific requests of you.
Very specific requests. I like that in a kid.
Yeah, and I guess if you have an aunt who's an author, then
I really want to be the favorite. We have a big extended family. There are lots of steps. Stepsister has a zip line in her backyard, so there's stiff competition for favorite aunt.
Yeah.
So this is what I can do.
I like that. I like that a lot. Well, what is your favorite thing about Stella?
Well, I really like Stella's specificity. She reminds me of Sarah. She reminds me of me. I think Sarah and I are both very specific desires. And the other thing I love about Stella, which I hope is similar to me, is I think Stella's a very loyal friend. And she takes her friendships very seriously and cares very deeply about the people in her life. And I like that she is that at 8 years old. And if Stella grows up, that's who she will be.
Now, Stella's parents work in a really cool place, and she has a younger sister with a brother on the way. Can you tell us a little more about Stella's family and the part they play in the series?
Well, since Stella's a third grader, so much of her life is spent with her family because she's too young to do anything outside of that world. And so, especially her relationship with her younger sister, I think it's completely informed my relationship with my younger sister. I have a sister who's 3 years younger than I am, much like Penny in the Stella books. And Stella would be the first person to kind of knock Penny down, but then also the first person to pick her back up when she needs to be. She is completely devoted to her sister, and the teasing happens, but there's such love there. And I think I really drew on my family for that. And the world that they inhabit is Summers, California. And it's based on San Mateo, California, which is where I grew up when I lived till I was 9. So I think of it as this sort of time capsule of how I felt about my family at that point in my life.
Well, in the second book, Stella has a hair disaster. Did you or have you ever had any hair disasters of your own?
Of course. I think every girl had more than one hair disaster in her. I think if you are old enough to have hair, and you're a girl, you're going to have hair disasters. And boys, too. So, let's see. When I was a kid, when I was maybe 7, my mother was very into long hair with no bangs. And it was a huge ordeal when I'd grown out my bangs when I was 4 or 5. She did not want me to get bangs again. And the really popular girl in school, Shireen Amini, had gotten bangs, and I wanted them too. And my mom refused, so I cut them myself. But I thought I was being so clever and that she would never find out because I was cleaning up after myself and just cutting a couple of at a time. So it was so invisible, and also I was so clean except that every morning she would find these like wads of hair in the bathroom and say, "Are you cutting your hair?" And I would say, "No, Alyssa must have been cutting the Barbie's hair." And I really did a horrible job, and there are pictures of it. And somehow I didn't get in trouble. She was just completely amused by it. So.
That is funny. So you do have pictures.
There are pictures, yes. They're posted on my blog.
That's okay, so I'm going to have to put a link to your blog so we can see your hair disaster.
Exactly. I think it's back in the archives, but I will... I'm sure you can link to that one. There are pictures, picture proof of that particular disaster.
That is funny. Now, what do you have planned for your third Stella Batts book?
Well, sadly, in the third book, Stella's best friend moves away. And I think that when I was in college, after college, my best friend moved back to Florida, and that was a very traumatic time. And even though I was much older than Stella is in the book, I think the feelings are the same, that there's this person you look forward to seeing every day and depend on who is not in your everyday life anymore. So there's an adjustment with that for her. And at the same time, there's a new girl in school, and she has her eye on a new best friend.
Okay, interesting.
That's easy to make, is you want to make a new best friend immediately, and that doesn't always happen.
What about baby Cooper? Is he coming soon?
Baby Cooper is not going to make an appearance until the fourth book, and his name is not going to be Cooper.
Oh.
Very fickle parents when it comes to deciding on a name.
Okay. Ooh, fun. All right. So much to look forward to. Thank you so much for being on Chatting About Books.
Thank you so much. This is a blast.
Well, we've reached the end of episode 59. Thanks for listening. In this episode, I chatted about book series worth giving a try. They were the Dragon Slayers Academy series by Kate McMullen, Cowgirl Kate and Coco series by Erica Silverman, Squish series by Jennifer and Matt Holm, and the Stella Batts series by Courtney Scheinmel. To see the show notes to this episode or to listen to past episodes, go to www.readwritethink.org/chattingaboutbooks, or you can subscribe to this podcast through iTunes. Well, we are done chatting about books. Get on out there and read.
More episodes of Chatting About Books and our teen book podcast text messages are available at www.readwritethink.org. Chatting About Books, recommendations for elementary readers, is supported by the Verizon Foundation through Verizon Thinkfinity and produced monthly by the International Reading Association and the National Council of Teachers of English. The opinions reflected in this podcast are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the supporting organizations. Music in this podcast is provided by freeplaymusic.com. Thanks for listening. Let's chat again soon.